Praise God.
感谢赞美主。
Every year we have one dedicated Sunday to be a Thanksgiving Sunday.
在每一年我们预定在有一个星期天做我们感恩的星期天。
So this afternoon, my text is taken from Psalm 103.
在今天下午呢，我们的题目是感恩，所以要读的经文记载在诗篇103篇第一到第五节。
If you make your own assessment throughout the year as the year coming to the end,
当这一年快要过去的时候，你自己来思想评估。
Everyone has got their own Thanksgiving item.
我们每一个人都会有很多的事项使我们能够向神感恩的。
This is a very strange picture.
在这里我们就看到了一个很奇怪的一个图片。
What's your reaction?
你们看到的时候你们感觉到怎样？
很危险。How are you?
长寿。长寿。
Yeah, 长寿。还以为蒋勋。你是不是感受这个图片？ Can a turtle climb up a fan post?
我们想一想，这一只乌龟是有可能爬到上面去吗？这个柱子的上面
有可能吗？
有可能吗？
没有，
没有可能的。
但是它高高上上，
但是它已经高高在上了。
Why？
为什么呢
？Let's read the word of God first。
我们先来读神的话，请大家站起来，我们读诗篇103篇第一节。
Hey, what happened？
来，我们一起，一二三，起！我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, as a church here,
主啊，我们全体弟兄姐妹
，Our individual thanksgiving heart is to thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们每一个人带着感恩的心，乃是单单向你感恩。
We thank you for your servant David.
主啊，我们谢谢你的仆人大卫。
He has told us how to be thankful.
他教导我们怎样向你感恩。
So bless your beloved children here this afternoon.
主啊，在今天下午，请你祝福我们当中的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Because of our thankfulness unto you.
因为我们乃是要向你献上感恩的心。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。Have you heard of this man, Alex Haley?
你们有听到这一个人的大名吗 ？Alex Haley.
He's an African migrate to America.
他原先就是非洲人，他移民到了美国。
When he wrote the book called The Roots.
所以当他写了一本书，他的题目就是根源。
He had already 6 generations behind him when he wrote the book The Root.
当他写这一本书的时候，已经他的非洲的人的那一个已经经过了六代的人移民在美国。
After 240 years, he wrote this book.
经过了240年，这些移民已经在了美国以后，他就写了这一本书。
And he died in 1972.
他在1972年的时候去世。
He was speaking to 39 million Americans who came from Africa as a descendant.
他就是对着390万的非洲人已经安居在美国地方的。
And in his office,
在他的办公室里面
，he has this strange picture.
他有了这一个 图啊，这个照片。
So one day a person went to his office.
有一天，有一个人进到他的办公室里。
Mr. Alex.
他就问他 ，Alex 先生
，What's this picture about？
啊，你掉了这个图画是有什么用途呢
？Alex says, "Know your root."
在、right, 他这个 Alex 先生说，我们要知道我们的原本的根源。
When I sit in my office，
当我坐在我的办公室的时候
，looking at this picture，
当我看到这一个图画
，I knew somebody helped him up the fence post。
啊，我知道有人，必定是有人把这只乌龟放在这一个柱的上面。
So that's why。I look at this in my office.
所以我在办公室我看这一个图片的时候。
Everyone has got somebody behind you who is helping you beside God.
所以每一个人除了神以外，在你的背后必定有人曾经帮助过。
So when I look, when Alex look at this picture, he said.
所以 Alex 当他看到这一个图片的时候
，I feel less proud.
他说我就不再骄傲了。
I know I cannot be up there.
他说我不能够爬得高高在上。
But I know this.
但是我一件事我知道。
What did he say?
他讲什么
？Anytime you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know he had some help.
哎，每一次你看到一只乌龟在这个柱子的上面的时候，高高在上的时候，你就会知道，必定他已经得到了一些的帮助才能上去。
My dear beloved church,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，The truth is this.
在这里，我们看到一个真理。
We have somebody in our life as our helper beside God.
除了神以外，在我们的生命中，必定有人在帮助我们。
Let's be down on earth now.
所以现在呢，我们就比较真实来看。
All seated here.
所有凡是坐在这里的每一位
had。Parents
都有父母亲是吗
？Amen 吗？
是。
Who has no parents？
谁没有父母的
？Then you must an alien。
假如没有父母的，你就是不是属于这个星球里面的人
？You are from another space。
对啊，你是从另外一个星球来的。
All of us have someone to change your diaper when you 哇哇哇 as a baby。
对啊，每一个人当你做小婴孩的时候，必定有人。替你换尿布。
And we all had teachers who taught us in our life.
Yeah, 我在我们的生命中也有老师在教导我们。
And we all had example, good and bad.
Yeah, 我们也有看到好的和不好的榜样。
And whether we believe it or not, we can look back that the finger of God is in your life.
不管我们相信不相信，我们一定要知道的，有神的手已经触摸到我们的生命。
In other words, we did not go up to the post of this land.
换一句话说，我们并不可能爬到这样高高的柱子的上面。
This afternoon, I'm saying and proclaiming to you that the best root is Jesus Christ.
所以今天下午呢，我站在你的面前，要向你们宣告。最好的根源就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We all need to realize humility with thanksgiving is not weakness in your character.
啊，我们需要知道，当任何一个人在献上他感恩的心的时候，并不代表说他是一个软弱的人。
Thankfulness in your heart can transform your life.
当你的心里面有感恩的心的时候，你的生命就会被改变。
A thankful person revealed the Christian virtue through the Lordship of Christ.
哎，有能够献上感恩的弟兄姐妹们，他们就会知道，就是借助我们主耶稣基督成为他们救主的时候所得到的。
If you are a thankful person,
假如你是一个很会感恩的人
，you will not contend with your life yourself.
你在你的生命里面，你不再要看清你自己。
So the best root.
所以最好的根源。
If you can like Fang and Jing come and thank here because he has the root of Christ in their life.
Yeah, 我们的Fang和Xin他能够在这里做见证，那是因为他们的生命里面已经在基督耶稣里面扎根了。
Though the best root is that you be rooted in the Word of God.
啊，最好的根源呢，就是当你将你的生命建造在神的话语上。
Remember, thanksgiving to God is our Christian virtue.
记得我们能够在主里面献上感恩的心，就是我们基督徒最好的美德。为什么呢？
From Colossians 2:7.
啊，在格罗西书第二章第七节里面有说到。
Can you all read this, please?
啊，你们能够读到吗？
看到吗？
在它里面。
一、二、三。
在它里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
When you are rooted in the word of God,
当你在神的话语上生根的时候，
your heart is abounded with thanksgiving.
那你的心里面都是充满了感恩。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why you need to be rooted in the word of God?
为什么你要在神的话语上？
Somebody do an x-ray film on this root plan.
有人呢就拍了一个一张的照片。
If you want to be very prosperous and greenery in your life,
假如你在你的生命中能够有成就，就好像这株树充满了青的叶子。
When the storm comes,
所以当狂风雨来到的时候，
your heart is stable and thankful.
他的心里面是温妥的，也是充满感恩的。
You cannot be shaken.
你是不会摇动，因为有这样多的根。
Because your root is deep and wide.
因为你的根呢，就是上部是快，很宽阔，而且又是深入土里面。
So you understand why Alex Haley has this very funny picture in his office.
所以我们就明白了刚才我们所说的这个 Alex Haley， 他在他的办公室却掉了这一个图片。
But I give you a better picture.
但是我要给你一个更漂亮的照片。
Be rooted in the power of Holy Word, in the power of His presence.
我们觉得我给你的就是你要在神的话语上生根结实。
So remember the basis.
就是建立在神的能力里面。
You may be up there.
或许你是站在那边。
Be a thankful person is not a selfish person.
做一个感恩的人绝对不是一个自私的人。
A thankful person do not impress other people.
一个能够感恩的人并不是他所做的只是要吸引人的注意。
The testimony of our engine is to impress that Jesus is in the life.
我们放信弟兄姐妹他们所做的见证就是要我们知道在主耶稣里面生根扎实的一个美好的印象。
He's trying to say, hey, I have Jesus. Do you have it?
他要讲的就是在说我有了耶稣你有吗？
A thankful person is always a humble person.
一个能够感恩的人通常都是一个很谦卑的人。
A thankful person is not interested of his self-interest.
一个感恩的人呢就是不是一直在专注到自己的利益的人。
So David has a symphony of praise and thanksgiving in Psalm 103, 1 to 5.
所以在诗篇里面103篇第一节到第五节，大卫王在这里呢，他已经组织了一个很美好的音乐响器，就是称颂和感恩。
He started off by saying, "Forget not all God's benefit."
他开始就说，你们不要忘记神一切的恩惠。
And he talked about five benefits.
他就讲到五个恩惠。
Let's see this one by one.
我们一个一个来看到他得到的恩惠是什么。
First, he said, please don't forget that God forgive you.
第一点他说我们绝对不可以忘记他的恩惠，第一点就是他赦免我们。
He forgive all your sins.
他赦免你所有的罪，我实在很喜欢这一点。
And he says in another book, he says, your sins are thrown into the sea.
他就在另外一处的圣经里面说，你的罪通通被丢在海里了。
One day,
有一天，
a Christian went to visit his pastor.
有一位会友去探访他的牧师。
And the pastor said, take a seat, I'm busy, give me 5 minutes.
牧师就说你请坐，我现在我很忙，你给我5分钟。
He sat at the lounge of the pastor's room.
他就坐在这个牧师的房间里面。
There was a book on his table.
在他的书桌上有一本书。
He read.
他就读了。
He came across one statement.
所以他就看到有一句话。
That in a certain place, the sea is 5 miles deep.
在有一个地方呢，那个海呢是非常的深，有五公里的深。
This Christian visitor.
所以这一个信徒
excited.
他看到的时候，他就非常的兴奋。
He said, "Glory be to God."
他说荣耀归给神啊。
Praise God.
我感谢赞美神。
And suddenly the pastor heard the shout.
在牧师听到，哎，为什么他喊叫？
What?
喊叫
？What's the matter with you？
所以就问他到底发生什么事呢
？He says，
他说
，The Bible says that our sin is thrown into the depth of the sea。
他说，我们的圣经里面说，我们的罪不再被纪念了，已经深深的埋在海底中。
If this book says it's 5 miles deep, your sin is buried。
我刚才所看到的。这本书他说我们的罪呢是埋在海底有公里这样深。
Now in terms of science,
在我们讲到科学
If it is 5 miles deep, the water pressure of 5 miles deep can crush the battlefield like crushing a little egg.
Yeah, 所以假如那个海水有、
Why?
海呢有这么深呢那个海面的那个压力呢就能够很容易的打破好
The egg. Done.
You break what?
Break the egg. The pressure of the water. Can break that battleship like an egg.
就能够把一个暂停呢就把它破坏了好像把一粒鸡蛋打破。
This Christian visitor is a bit scientific minded.
这一个信主的弟兄呢他头脑里面比较有科学的
said,
头脑。
Absolutely correct.
所以牧师就跟他说你讲的是非常的对。
Though our sins has been crimson and stained, but is washed as white as snow, and deep down, my sin cannot come up again.
虽然呢，我们的血呢，红如 crimson 这样多，这样成好像朱红，但是主能够洗如雪白。
He forgive all our sins.
而且神从此以后不再纪念我们的罪。
That's why you must thank him.
所以呢，我们应该感谢神。
So forgiveness is the promise of the Father.
对，我们罪得到赦免乃是神的应许。
He promised you and me.
他应许我们。
Forgiveness is the provision of the Father.
我们罪得到赦免乃是父神为我们预备的。
And now when you read the Holy Book, it's a proclamation of the Bible.
所以当我们读到圣经的时候，罪得赦免成为我们的宣告。
So our gratitude should ascend like an incense before the throne of God. And say, thank you, Father.
所以我们罪得到赦免呢，我们要在祭坛的上面献上这个馨香的祭，跟神说，神啊，我谢谢你。
Second thing you must not forget.
还有第二点，我们不要忘记的。
Is redemption.
就是我们的蒙救赎。
Who redeemed your life from the pit?
那在这段的圣经里面说他救赎我们的生命脱离死亡。
If you buy a picture, you value the picture by the price you pay, right?
当你买了一个图画的时候那个图画多贵重呢就是要看你付了多少的钱。
If $2,000 that picture, that value is $2,000.
对假如你付了$2,000那一幅图画就是值$2,000。
But,Who paid the price of redemption for you and me?
但是谁为你付上了救赎的代价给你给我呢
？Jesus.
只有耶稣。
A governor in Texas.
在 Texas 的那边有一个州长。
He went up to the convict, the criminal who committed sin.
他就到了一大群的犯人。
He assembled them all together and said, I am the governor of Texas.
他叫所有的人聚中在那一个地方介绍他自己是那一个州的州长。
He says, listen.
他说你们要注意听。
When I finish my speech today,
今天当我演讲完了以后
you all are welcome to remain behind and I will listen to your opinion.
我讲完了以后我邀请你们人就留下我要听你们到底会跟我讲什么话。
A whole group stay back.
全部的人都留下。
To cut the story short, one by one, give their reason.
所以他们每一个囚犯都讲他们的理由。
One of them say, I am in this prison because I was framed up by someone.
我其中有一个他说我今天能够在这个监狱里面乃是因为有的人戏弄我害了我。
Or another one say, because of injustice, I am put to prison.
另外一个说，因为处理的不公平，所以我被关在这里。
And the third person stood up and said, because of judicial blunder, the breakness, the flaw, the loopholes of the law.
第三个呢，就是说，因为律法上的漏洞，所以我被关在这里。
And each of them asked to be free.
所以每一个人都求得到能够得到赦免的释放。
Suddenly,
忽然间
the last man stood up.
最后的一个站起来的。
He says, Mr. Governor.
他说州长先生。
I just want to say one thing.
我只要讲一件事。
I am guilty.
我是有罪的。
And the governor say,
州长就说。
Oh, you were sent here because you are guilty.
你被关在监牢里面，乃是你以
为你犯
罪了。
Now I have paid for it by being put to prison.
他说是的，现在我关监牢了，那个期已经到了，已经满了。
When I'm free, I will be a good citizen.
当我从这里被释放以后，我要成为一个好的公民。
I will prove myself of your mercy. Today, you free me.
我要正式看到你的怜悯，因为今天你释放了我。
The governor free him.
这个州长呢就释放他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he admitted that I am guilty.
因为他承认说我先前是有罪的。
But today,
今天
you and I standing before the Lord,
我们你和我站在主的面前，
there's a difference.
就是不一样了。
What's the difference?
什么不一样呢？
You don't have to pay anything.
你不会付上什么代价。
Jesus paid it all.
主耶稣都替你还清了。
All to him, I owe him, Jesus.
主耶稣，我所有我欠你的。
Sin has left a crimson stain.
我所犯的罪都在我的生命中。
I am now.
有那个好像那个朱颜那样红。
My sin is now washed as white as snow. That's the
Bible word. 现在我的罪就已经被洗白如雪了。
So if you plead the blood of Jesus today.
所以当你求主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净你。
Bible says, He will redeem you.
圣经里面说，今天你就必得到救赎。
Remember Jesus says,
我们记得主耶稣说，
Why is the gate and broad is the way?
那个门是宽的，那个路是宽的。
But it leads to destruction.
但是这条路呢，是引你到死亡。
Jesus didn't stop there, but many are on that road.
主耶稣没有这样子停止，他说这种人走在宽阔的路上的有许许多多的。
Thank God.
感谢主。
He redeemed you, he redeemed me.
今天他已经救赎了你，也救赎了我。
From the pit.
脱离了死亡。
The pit is in the hell.
这个死亡呢，就是在地狱里面的死亡。
Second.
第二。
Don't forget about your healing.
他叫我们不要忘记神的恩惠，一的一致是其中的一个。
I personally never stop to thank God for my healing when I hurt my back when the high school kid bashed me up.
我一直到今天呢，我永远不停地来向神感恩，因为神医治了我的背，就是我在20年前的时候，在学校被学生打。
26 years ago，
在26年前的时候。
I tore my muscle, doctor said.
那个时候医生跟我说我背面的那个肌肉都已经破裂。
Lord, you heal me.
我跟主说主啊求你医治我。
When I grow old, nobody know that I had a backache.
当我年老的时候没有人会知道我背部曾经受伤。
A lot of people say, Pastor, why are you so strong?
有些人问我说牧师为什么你这样强健呢？
You never know my history of my backache.
你们不知道我从前有这个背的腰痛。
26 years ago.
这个是26年前。
14 years ago.
在14年前。
I also never forget his healing.
我也是人就不会忘记神的医治大能。
Our heart has got four compartments.
我们的心有分作四个
房。One of my compartments called the atrium stopped beating.
那在个四个门里面，四个部门里面有一个不能跳动。
Blood not enough go to my head.
所以我没有足够的血流到我的脑部。
And the whole house go round like a merry go round.
那个时候呢，我就很晕倒了。
I call out my pastor doctor.
啊，我就打电话给我。
He came to my house.
做医生的牧师，我就叫他来。
He probed my heart for 5 minutes.
啊，他一直在查我的心跳。
I look at him.
我一直看着他。
It is no good, huh?5 minutes prop my heart.
一直在听我的心跳。
Say, Don't you fall, Pastor Philip?
Yeah, 这个牧师就说
，Don't fall.
他说你不可以自由走。
And if you really go round and round, quickly lie down on the floor and lie flat.
当你头晕的时候，你赶快躺在地上。
Call the ambulance.
就叫这个。
And he called the ambulance for me.
Yeah, 那一天呢，这个牧师医生呢，他就叫了救伤车，他就。告诉我的儿子。
No, I inform my son.
我就对我的儿子说。
Daddy is not well. He's going to the ambulance.
所以我跟他说，爸爸现在就要被送到医院去。
And he is smart. He informed the senior pastor.
他很聪明的，他赶快打电话给教会的牧师。
And that night there was a church prayer meeting.
那一天晚上有教会的祷告会。
The whole church stood up and prayed for Philip Su.
所以整个教会的人都起来为着我祷告。
I'll never forget at 11 o'clock at Westmead Emergency Ward.
我永远不会忘记的，就是那一天在11点晚上的时候，在 Westmead,
I opened my eye.
我开了我的眼睛。
This hospital is very stabilized.
我就说，为什么这个医院啊？
I stood up.
这样平稳，没有使我头晕。
From my bed.
我站起来。
I want to walk.
我要走。
This doctor scolded me.
医生就骂我。
If you fall, you will sue me.
你跌倒了，你一定会控告我。我说为什么这么严重呢？
I need a second opinion specialist.
是吧？现在呢，我需要再找一个专科医生来诊断你。
Prop my heart.
对啊，就是在听我的心跳。又有做了心电图。
Very normal.
他说已经正常了。
11:30, now you can go home.
现在11:30半夜了，你可以回家。
And the next day,
第二天，
my specialist from Westmead, heart specialist says, you come in for, don't know what they call it, I forgot, electrode my heart and jam, and then see how fast you subside. Then if good, you don't have to need a stand.We should put a battery in my chest.
那第二天的时候，专科医生就打电话叫我再回来来检查我的心，看是不是还要需要怎样的检查。后来呢，
he
said, 他就帮助我，他说 ，Philip,
no need a stand in your heart.
不必放
praise the Lord.
条在你的心里面，我就很高兴。
Something for me to praise Him every time.
所以我这个每一天呢，我都有事情可以跟神
来感恩。But here the Bible says He healed all your diseases.
这里说神他医治我们所有的疾病。
But somebody asked me this question.
有人问我这一个问题。
How come God never heals some of the diseases?
为什么神没有医治一些的疾病呢？
I have only two answers.
我只有两个答案。
Unconfessed sin hindered healing.
假如你没有承认你哪一方面的罪呢，你的医治就被拦阻了。
Because James says, confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
因为在雅各书里面说，我们要彼此来认罪，彼此来代祷，那你的疾病就得到医治。
The second reason,
第二个原因呢，
lack of faith,
就是没有信心。
And I think of the women with the 12 issues of blood.
我们就想到有一位妇女在圣经里面，她有血漏病12年。
She said to herself,
I
touch Jesus' garment, I am healed.
我只要摸到耶稣的衣裳，我就会得到医治。
And she quietly, secretly go and touch Jesus' hand.
所以她就静静的
push
她就在很多人拥挤的当中，她就去摸了耶稣的衣裳。
Jesus said, who touched me?
耶稣就问说，谁摸我呢？
The crowd said, Master, there are so many people touching you.
群众就说
It's very common,
耶稣这么多人在拥挤你，你
能够
哪一个？
Jesus says, this touch is a touch of faith. I see and sense the virtue of healing flow through my body.
耶稣说，这一个人他摸着我的衣裳的时候，是一个医治的触摸，所以我会接到我那个医治的能力。
Instantly she was healed.
已经离开我的身体
了。 He said, my daughter,
随时那一个妇女就得到病了。
Be encouraged.
他就 跟这个妇女说你要放心了
has made you well
因为你的信心使你完全得到医治、
like、
这是我最喜欢的
So the main thing is David said, Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
所以呢、大卫说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华。
Who healed all my diseases.、
你医治我所有的病痛。
The next one, number four.
在第四点。
We have to know God's love and compassion.、
我们要知道我们的神的仁慈的慈爱。
Crown you with love and compassion.、
他以公义和慈爱做我们的冠冕。
One day.
有一天
A man in Pennsylvania 18 years old Young man
有一个年轻的人他在美国 Pennsylvania 的地方
He was begging for his living every day
他每一天在那里他是一个小乞丐在那边
One day he touched a man's shoulder
忽然间呢有一天呢他就摸了一个人的肩膀
Mister give me some sand I need something to eat
先生啊请你给我一点的小钱我需要买东西吃
The man turned around.
这一个人呢就翻那头来看他。
The man said,
这个人说
He yelled it. I found it! I found it!
就大声地喊了我找到了我终于找到了。
Then this 18 years old man said, I know you! I know you!
这个18岁的乞丐呢他就看着这个人他说我知道你是谁我知道你是谁
You are my earthly father
你是我地上的爸爸
I have been looking for you 18 years
我爸爸说我已经找你找18年了
All that I have is yours
现在我所有的统统都是要给你
It sounds like a prodigal son returned to the father
就好像这个浪子回头
He was looking for the lost son
这个爸爸呢他一直在寻找他失去的儿子
Dear beloved church,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
God's love and compassion is always after you.
神的仁爱和慈悲一直在追随着你。
If you are a new friend here, you may not know him.
今天我们当中新的朋友，你或许还不认识耶稣。
God know you.
但是我有好消息告诉你，你还没有认识他之前，神已经认识你了。
Forget not all his benefit.
So we must not forget God's benefit.
Satisfaction and renewal.
就是知足和更新。
He says here, "Who satisfied your desire with good things?"
圣经这里说，他用美物使我们的心之满足。
A thankful person.
一个感恩的人。
Does not depend on his merit, depend on his ability, depend on his potential, depend on his qualification.
他的资格是多高。
But he depends on the person called Jesus Christ.
他只要依靠这一位人，就是名叫耶稣的神。他永远是谦卑的。
He has this passion.
所以我们的主他有这个仁慈和慈爱他又会给你知足
And the reason why we have to be thankful
我们要感恩的原因
We will not forget
我们就是必定不要忘记
If you are thankful
假如你是一个感恩的人
You found the God person Jesus Christ
你就找到了这一个神人主耶稣基督
If you are thankful
假如你是一个会感恩的人
You establish yourself on God's second P principle
你就会将自己站立在神的原则里面
If you are thankful
假如你是一个懂得感恩的人
You establish your life on the third P That is the promises of God
你就把你自己的生活建立在神的应许上
If you are thankful
假如你是一个感恩的人
You know God's plan for you
你就知道了神对你的计划是什么
Jeremiah says I know the plan for you is good
在耶利米的圣经里面说我知道神对你的意念是好的
And if you are a thankful person
假如你是一个感恩的人
You get the fifth P You will know God's provision Jehovah Jireh
你就会知道神必定供应你他是耶和华以勒的神
And if you are thankful
假如你是一个懂得感恩的人
You will know God's purpose in your life
你就会知道神在你的生命中的计划是什么
Because satisfaction is a paradox
因为这一个满足的心有时候是似是而非的
The English word is paradox means can be good can be no good
这个似是而非的意思可以说一方面是好的一方面好像是不太好
like a fire
就是好像火
it's an immoral substance
这个火呢是不
in winter it's very good
在冬天你使用火是非常好
in summer play the fool around is no good bush fire
你在夏天的时候你玩火呢你就会引起大火来
that's called a paradox
所以这个似是而非的代表
forget not all his benefits
在这里圣经说不要忘记你所有一切的恩惠
I never forget when I get migrated into Sydney
我永远不会忘记这个恩惠我能够
he applied his job and he was sacked 对不对
就我们的弟兄做见证他说他得到了一份的工作后来又辞职
了 But God is still good.
但是神人就对他非常的好
And for me
我呢
I came here jobless
我来的时候没有工作
For nearly 3 months
三个月没有工作
And one day
有一天
A cell group leader came to see me
我的小组长来找我
I wasn't a cell group leader yet
那个时候我还是无名氏
Is it Philip?
他说 Philip
You're a science graduate mathematics
你是这个数学和科学的
老师
Go
to Sydney
他叫我说
Education department
你去这个教育局那边
I don't even know where is education department
我不知道那个教育局在雪梨是在什么地方
He said, no, go to the center and walk there, you see
education department.
You go in and ask for a job.
你就去那边你找工作。我问他是这么容易吗
I couldn't believe it.
我是不能相信的。
But I believe my cell group leader.
但是我相信我的小组长所说的。我就去了。
With her.
我们两个一起去。
She's my moral support. Hey, moral support.
我是他的支持者。
We went in.
I
walk in, I say, you sit at the waiting room. I ask her, you sit there.
他就叫我在那个课室里面。
I bring along my certificate.
我拿了我的文凭。
I walk in.
我进去。
And the director of science. You are Mr. Su? I say, yes, I call up this morning to come in and walk in interview.
所以主管这个科学的就问我,他说你是苏先生吗?我说我就是。
These are all my credentials.
我说呢,这些都是我的文凭。
Look. You are only qualified to teach primary school.
他跟我说，你只能够教导小学。
Oh, no, I'm teaching high school.
我是教中学的老师啊。
Now my credential is primary school in Sydney.
他说在雪梨呢，我的文凭只适合小学。
I said, thank you very much, sir.
我就跟他说谢谢你。
I walk away.
我就离开了。
2 weeks later.
过了两个星期。
If God does a thing,It's beyond what he say, your expectation.
所以在这里我告诉你们神要做一件事是超过我们所求所想好像弟兄所说的。所以我呢人就带着感恩的心。
A telegram came to my house in Carlingford. I rented a house in Carlingford.
那个时候我租房子在 Carlingford 的地方。那个时候就收到电报那时没有 email, 只有电报。
没有 email 的那时26年前哪里有 email? 什么 mail 都没有。Telegram under the door.
在那个门门底下呢，看到有一封信，原来是电报。
My son Andrew saw it.
我的儿子看到了。
Daddy, telegram.
他说：“爸爸，你看是电报来。”我就问
什么 ？I don't expect telegram. I read.
我就没有人会寄电报给我的。
Report to this high school as soon as possible.
那个电报写说，你尽快的到那一间中学去报道。
You are appointed to be a science teacher in this high school.
在这个中学里面，你已经会被聘请成为
中学。Primary school becomes secondary school science teacher.
他口讲是教小学，但是信寄来是去教中学。感谢赞美主，我就一直教。我在那边就教数学。
This is because of the grace of God.
这都是神的恩典。
My credential in the eyes of men is primary school.
人的眼前看来我是适合教小学的。
My credential in the eyes of God move this heart and say, go and report as soon as possible.
但是神的眼光他看到我的文凭是要到中学去的他就感动这一个人寄信给我。
I was so touched.
所以我非常的受感动。
This is not forgetting his benefit.
到今天我还不会忘记神给我的恩惠。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
He says here.
在这里他说。
Why are you to be thankful?
你要为什么你要感恩呢？
So that your youth is renewed like an eagle.
是呢，那你就能够好像鹰展翅上腾。
What is your idea when I speak eagle?
当我们讲到这个老鹰的时候，你们想到什么？
Charles, what is eagle to you?
你认为老鹰
怎么样？
是怎样的鸟？
强壮。Eagle as a characteristic of strength.
这个老鹰呢，就是代表力量。
Eagle as a characteristic of size.
Yeah, 这个老鹰呢，就是鸟群当中最大只的鸟。
And eagle as a characteristic of longevity, long life.
这个老鹰呢，是会就活得很久的。
And eagle as one characteristic in biology.
在生物学里面呢，老鹰有一个特质。
Every year.
在每一年的时候。
He will mock his feather.
他的羽毛就会脱落。
Why?
为什么呢？
His feather will be dropped.
他的羽毛
renew the strength and soar high like an eagle.
Yeah, 他的
That's a Bible word.
他的力气呢就重新再增加，所以他能够在高空飞翔。
When come to the end of the year,
到我们在年底的时候，
This is what I do.
我是这样子做。
Lord Jesus, with my wife,
我跟我的太太，我们说主耶稣。
We are going to mock our past anointing.
我们要把我们过去的恩膏放下了。
And Lord, give me the new anointing like eagles, so high, mocking the feather.
主啊，求你呢，脱下旧的恩膏，将新的恩膏放在我们的身上，使我们好像老鹰一样向上高飞。
When the eagle saw a bird, one day I saw in the sky, go like that.
所以当我看有一天看到老鹰在天空在飞的时候，
I said, Lord, eagle soar high.
我就看到你看这个这只的老鹰就是高高在飞翔。
He is soaring high above the storm.
他就是超过这个暴风雨来的那一层，
He just
had to do this. 在那一边。
很累啊。
就是在那边很高的飞翔。
He just go, wow, enjoying his gliding.
Yeah, 他就是在天空中。
Then he looked down.
向上来飞翔。
Oh, storm is underneath.
他眼中看下的时候，他会看到那个狂风。
And he caught the chicken.
Yeah, 那看到有小鸡的时候。
That's how eagle catch the chicken.
他就很快的抓住那只小鸡了。
Because I study the biology of eagle.
我已经在圣经中研究关于老鹰的事。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹，
How are you going to be thankful?
我们要怎样来感恩呢？
Let's see.
我们来看一看。
Ways to be thankful.
那么我们要如何来感恩呢？
From the innermost being.
我们要从我们心里面的深处来感恩。
David said it's related to my spirit and my soul.
That大卫说他称颂赞美神是跟他的灵
Why?
跟他的魂有连接的。
I said it before in my chart. Our spirit is alive to God and dead to Satan.
我以前已经教导了我们的灵向神而活对罪呢是而死。
And our mind is renewed by the Holy Spirit daily.
我们的心思意念每一天都会让圣灵来更新。
Then we will submit to the divine will of God.
这样子呢，我们就能够降服神在我们生命中所命定的旨意。
And then your emotion is under His control.
那我们的情绪呢，就受到主的控制。
And you'll be ceaselessly, endlessly thankful to the Lord daily. Don't have to wait for the end of the year to make an assessment of thankfulness.
所以你就在每一天的时候都会不停的感恩。不停地感谢他并不需要等到年尾的时候来评估来算什么我该感谢的
When we migrate here
当我们移民来到这里
We forget not his benefit
圣经里面说我们不要忘记他一切的恩惠
She go to the first hospital is Lickum
我第一间普世的医院就是 Lickum， 现在没有
了。Now is the Olympic Park Lickum。
现在是一个 Olympic。
And her colleague said, "Hey, are you boat people?"
Yeah.
She came back and told me, "What?"
那我的同事问我你是难民的难民是吗？是坐那个难民船来这里的吗
？She said, "Excuse me."
我是回答说
，I don't come by boat. I come by aeroplane.
啊，我不是坐难民船来的，我是坐飞机飞行。
Then I go to school.
当我去学校的时候
，And my colleague look at me.
啊，我的同事问我，哦，我是华人。
You live on the tree?
你是不是住在树上的
？I give a good look at her.
啊，我就盯着她。
I don't understand you.
我说我不明白你做什么。
You stay in treetop.
你是不是住在树顶上
？No, in Penang, I stay in bungalow.
我说在槟城呢，我是住在一个住家。
And we have one, two, three, four big room.
我们有四间的房。
Every room is bathroom and toilet attached.
每一间房间呢
And the room is from that pillar. Okay.
这个房间呢
Up to here. That's the size of my room.
Yeah, 房间呢是不大不小了
I am not staying on the tree.
我不是住在树顶上
When I bought this house.
当我买这一间房子
Another benefit.
啊，我也
God spoke to me. 3,000, 36,000. Yeah, this house.Preschool Road, you forgot. No, not here.
那在
In Penang.
在我们马来西亚的时候，我们买了一间房子。
Thankful.
我们心里充满了恩
惠。36,000.
只有36,000.
And when I migrate,
所以当我移民的时候
I sold it 450,000.
就卖掉了四百多。
After 10 years.
过了十年。
Is this God's grace?
这是不是神的恩典呢？
And we share with three people, each of them get 150,000.
对，我们就弟兄分。
Well, I'm the elder in the church, in the family.
在家里面。
My brother, who is elder, the twin, he submit to me.
我的哥哥呢，虽然是大哥，他很听我的话。
I said, 不可以重男轻女。听得懂吗？Because I got one sister.
Yeah, 我妈妈还有领养一个妹妹，所以我就主张
说 Everyone 150,000.
不可以重男轻女，每一个人平分15,000.
Everybody happy.
每一个人都高兴。
When come to the chief judge, everybody keep quiet. I was the spokesperson.
Yeah, 在那个
When my mother died.
Yeah, 当我妈妈去世的时候，在法官
面前 This is real benefit.
神给我们很多的恩惠。
And it disturbed my whole colleagues in the teaching career. How can Philip Su buy a house of 36,000?
所以当买了那间屋子36万的时候呢，很多人都怀疑为什么能够买这一间屋子。
God spoke to me 36,000.
神就给我了这一个数目。
Very deep impression.
我就是得到圣灵的感动。
So when God bless,
所以当神要祝福我们的时候
，You must be satisfied.
我们心里面一定要满足。
Wow. No, I said just now, what is satisfaction is a paradox.
所以我就说，关于满足这件事
，can be good,
有时候是好像也是好的，也是可以说是坏的。
Now listen very carefully.
所以我们要注意来听。
My conviction of satisfaction.
我对于满足这个字的解释
God's satisfaction is to lead you to sufficiency
神神他给我们的满足就是要我们有一个知足感
God's satisfaction does not lead you to surplus
神给你的满足并不是会使你更多更多
When you and I have surplus,There will a possibility of becoming carnal.
当你和我能够得到过多的时候呢，我们就会渐渐的变成一个属血气的人。
And when we become carnal,
当我们变成血气的人
，we might be trapped into committing sin.
我们或许被引诱去犯罪。
Sufficiency and surplus.Is a different polarity at all.
我们因着我们所得到的，我们觉得是足够的。
But if you are thankful,
但是当你觉得你得到 足够，你而且能够感恩
is enough.
Right, 你就会觉得我所得到的已经是足够了。
No wonder Jesus said,
难怪主耶稣说
The water you drink in this world will make you
你喝世界的水你还会再渴。
If you drink my living water,
假如你喝主耶稣的活水
you never thirst again.
你永远不再渴。
So, because out of your belly flow forth bubbling of living water.
Yeah, 因为从你的腹中必流出活水的江河。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹。
Thankfulness is our prerogative.
啊、我们注意首先我们需要做的就是要有感恩的心
Everyone seated here
每一个坐在我们当中的人
You have your thankfulness
你有你应该感恩的事
I don't believe that you have nothing to thank God
呀、我不相信说你没有什么可以感谢神的
You will hear I'm so young I'm a high school kid I'm a university kid、
你或许说、哎、我这样年轻我是中学生我是啊、大学生
Everything is in the hand of God through thankfulness.
Yeah, 借着你有感恩的心，你所有的事都操在神的手中。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
if you are not satisfied with the carnal, it is endless.
啊、假如呢，你心里不满足呢，那你。你那种学习的要求是永不止息的、你会永远的不感觉满足
I always tell myself,
我常常对我自己说
I got only one stomach
我只有一个肚子
How much good food can I wallop?
我能够吃多少的美食呢
I can't
不能
I eat too much indigestion、
我假如吃太多我就消化不良
I eat enough healthy
我吃足够了那我就是健康的人
And I eat healthy, I'm satisfied
当我吃健康的食物呢我就满足了
So brother and sister
弟兄姐妹
And friends
亲爱的朋友
A thankful heart is a satisfying heart
一个感恩的心就是一个满足的心
Every morning when I wake up, I say thank you Lord
每天早上我起身的时候我说主啊我感谢你
One day, an old person said to me,
有一天有一个老年人来告诉我
牧师
他说牧师
I wake up very early in the morning, 5 o'clock.
我早上很早就起身五点就起身了
I said, but I wake up 6:30.
我告诉这个老人
Why you wake up so early?
我六点半起身我就问老人说你为什么这样早起身你起身了做什么
I cannot sleep.
他说我不能睡
Why?
为什么呢
I said, you're worried that you cannot wake up, that you wake up early.
他说你是不是怕说假如你一醒的时候你不起来你一睡下去了永远就不醒了。
所以赶快 五点就 爬起来。
他说那五点钟他赶快醒起来。
不是。
我们的人生不是这样。
Jesus is with us all the time.
主耶稣一直与我们同在。
Be thankful.
所以我们要存感恩的心。
If you have many things to thank, stand up.
假如你有很多东西要感恩的请你现在就站起来
If you have nothing to thank, sit down
假如你没有什么可以感谢主的你可以仍旧坐下
Give thanks
我们要来感恩
I give you 30 seconds of silence
我给你们安静的时间30秒
Every head bow and don't look to your neighbor Don't disturb them Quietly thank the Lord
请每一个人头低下不要看你旁边的人每一个人开始来感谢神
In your individual way
用你自己的方式来向他感谢